In hindsight, it was an easy call, but 10 weeks ago, it was a sudden and extraordinary decision. In early March, Ohio had yet to see a confirmed case of COVID-19, but city and state officials decided to drastically pare back the Arnold Sports Festival, one of Columbus's premier events. The decision to bar spectators from the Arnold started with a message from Houston. For the past 40 years, thousands of energy sector types have gathered in the city for a major conference. They come from all over the world, but on March 1st, organizers canceled it because of coronavirus fears. A Houston public health official sent the announcement to Dr. Myshika Roberts, Columbus's health commissioner. She forwarded the message on to Mayor Andrew Ginther's chief of staff. Her note was one line. We need to chat about the Arnold.
You know, you go with your gut instinct, and I woke up the morning of March 2nd and said, I don't feel comfortable having a large-scale event like this.
March 2nd was a Monday. 2 days later, the Arnold Classic was set to kick off in Columbus, with tens of thousands flooding into the downtown convention center and the fairgrounds. For weeks, Roberts had been working on safety plans with the organizers. Monday afternoon, ahead of a conference call, Brett Lalonde from the Arnold told reps at Experience Columbus, quote, coronavirus is quickly turning into a PR crisis. Thousands had signed an online petition demanding it be canceled. The city planned a Tuesday morning press conference to announce the new safety measures. They included barring athletes from global hotspots like China and Italy. Teams from Columbus Public Health and Mount Carmel would screen athletes at the airport, at registration, and at each event. The convention center would have hand sanitizers every 20 feet, and Mount Carmel was ready to treat COVID-19 patients. Still, minutes before the press conference, Governor Mike DeWine was having misgivings.
And as I recall, that morning, I called the mayor and said, hey, I'm rethinking this thing. I think you and I need to talk some more about this. We need to really kind of take a deep look at this. And I suspect that's when he canceled the press conference.
The mayor, the governor, their staffs, and their public health team spent hours Tuesday in a conference room going over the situation. They knew the economic cost. The Arnold generates $53 million for the local economy. At the same time, other big spring events around the country were still a go. The South by Southwest Music Festival and big trade shows in Orlando, Atlanta, and Las Vegas. State Health Director Dr. Amy Acton and Dr. Roberts laid out the public health case. Roberts says she knew the stakes were high for the governor and the mayor.
They had that additional weight on them, so I felt a tremendous amount of pressure to provide my scientific expertise.
While they worried about athletes arriving from countries already experiencing community spread, it quickly became apparent that large crowds were the greater issue. Mayor Ginther says right away the Arnold Expo, a large trade show connected with the competition, looked like too great a risk.
Initially, what the governor and I were going to do were to issue separate orders. CPH would issue orders for those within the jurisdiction of Columbus, and CPH and the state would issue orders for the fairgrounds.
But Ginther says he and the governor stepped out into the hall, and after a brief conversation determined the better course was to speak with one voice.
Well, good evening, everyone. We apologize for being late.
They announced their decision at a Tuesday night press conference.
We have all decided to move forward with the athlete competition at the Arnold Classic, but not to allow spectators or the trade show to continue.
You know, you second-guess yourself. I second-guessed myself many, many times. It was physically, just tough. I mean, it was, you know.
DeWine says his kids and grandkids' experience in track and field made him sensitive to the athlete's perspective and prompted their middle course. It was the model the state turned to for NCAA and high school competitions that were eventually canceled in the following weeks. DeWine and Ginther both credit their public health officials and highlight the hindsight argument Dr. Acton and Dr. Roberts made during their deliberations. Here's Ginther.
This is a really tough decision today, but a week or two from now, it'll look like a no-brainer. And that I've heard and been reminded of and confirmed over and over and over again.
And those other big events, including South by Southwest, all canceled in the days and weeks to come. Nick Evans, WOSU News.